بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين
السلام عليكم. My name is Jabril, which in English or in Portuguese translates to Gabriel. And I'm from Brazil, and I have been living in Australia for the past 5 years and a half. I'm here to tell you my story about how I became Muslim. As I told you, I'm a Brazilian. I come from Brazil, and I was brought up in Brazil in a small city, and I was raised up in a Catholic family. And you know, my family is Catholic, but not really practicing. But my grandmother and all my other relatives, they, you know, we go to church on Sundays. We used to. They still go, but not me anymore. As we know, Catholic people, they worship a lot of idols and they have all the images and worship saints and that. So I never really got into it. I never really became religious practicing because I didn't really agree with it. But you know, next door to my grandma's house, there was a Christian, evangelical Christian woman, and one day she invited me to go to the church, and you know, she explained to me that her religion was a bit different to Catholic, you know, because they don't worship images and that, and that made a little bit more sense to me. Therefore, I changed and I became an evangelical Christian, and then after a while, when I was 17 years old, I decided to come to Australia to study English and, you know, surf and get to know the place. And then when I got here in my English school, where I was, you know, learning English, and I met some people, some friends from Saudi Arabia, which, you know, they were Muslims, and through them I got to know Islam. You know, before that I didn't know anything about Islam. The only thing I knew about Islam was what I heard on the news, which was Osama bin Laden and Muslims were terrorists. You know, but once I got to know those friends, they introduced me to Islam. They, you know, we used to study in the same class, and actually we also lived in the same complex. So we got to become really good friends. And that's where I, you know, started to know the truth about Islam. You know, through seeing them, how they practice and live their life, their costumes and the way they treated one another, their behavior and character, it, you know, caught a lot of my attention. Therefore, I started to ask them questions, you know, about their religion and what they believe, and what's all that thing about Osama bin Laden, you know, are you guys really terrorists? And you know, through them, I got to know the reality of Islam, because Islam is a religion of peace that teaches only good, to treat people good, and there is nothing to do with terrorism. And the main thing that caught me and, you know, got me really interested about Islam was the fact that in Islam we only worship to Allah, to God alone, nothing else. We don't worship to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We don't worship Prophet Jesus, Moses, none else besides our Creator. And you know, as I told you at the start, I was brought up in a Catholic family, but I didn't, you know, feel it was right because there was a lot of idols worshipping and images, people, you know, confess their sins to the priest, to the father of the church, and ask them forgiveness. You know, didn't make a lot of sense to me. Therefore, I went to the evangelical Christians, that there was no images. And then, you know, when I came to Australia, I got to know Islam. And the fact that Islam only worshipped to Allah, worshipped to God alone, nothing else, it really made sense to me. Although we still believe in all the prophets and, you know, worship, but we only worship to God. We have, you know, an enormous, a very great love towards Jesus, but you know, we don't worship Jesus. We love Muhammad, we believe in all of them, they all received messages, but we only worship to God alone. Then after a while of asking questions, you know, a few weeks, you know, asking questions, and you know, things started to become more clear to me about Islam. And there was one day I decided to become Muslim. And to become Muslim, there is no rocket science, you know, it's very simple. You just have to believe in one God, testify that there is no God but Allah, which is our Creator, the one that created everyone and everything, and the one that sustains everything. And that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger, and that Jesus is his messenger, and all the prophets are messengers of Allah. and just worship one God and believe in the prophets. And that's how I became Muslim. I had to say, to testify that, and I became a Muslim. And then after I became a Muslim, you know, I obviously, you know, my parents, they live in Brazil, and I, you know, let them know that I became a Muslim. And, you know, my mother, she reacted, she got a little bit surprised, and she said, "You sure about it?" I said, "Yeah, mom, you know, it's, there is nothing wrong about it. You know, once you get to know it, you understand it." And, you know, she asked me, first thing she mentioned was about Osama bin Laden. "What about Osama bin Laden? Isn't he Muslim as well?" I said, "Yeah, but, you know, Islam is not nothing to do with terrorism. Islam is a peaceful religion." And at the start, she got a little bit, you know, a bit surprised and asking a few questions. And, you know, but after a while, after a few years, alhamdulillah, of talking, I always talk to, because I really appreciate the gift that Allah has given me of becoming a Muslim. Because, you know, I know in the past, you know, how I used to be, my life changed so much and changed to the better. Therefore, you know, when I meet my friends or relatives, I always like to talk to them about Islam, because I want to let them experience that bounty that Allah has given to us. So after a while of talking to my mother, I always, even though I don't live in Brazil, but I always phone her or Skype her, and talking to her so much. After a few years, she became Muslim as well, alhamdulillah. You know, because Islam is very simple, you know, it's for a Christian, for, you know, a person that believes in God, to become a Muslim is you know, it's just one more step. Because it's completely, it makes a lot, it's 100% common sense. It's, you know, the truth. So, alhamdulillah, she became Muslim, and I have a lot of friends as well in Brazil that, you know, they, when I went there about 10 months ago, and, you know, they asked me about a lot of questions about Islam and why you became Muslim, why this and that. And before I spoke to them about Islam, they didn't know anything. They only knew about Osama bin Laden, terrorism, everything. They would mention Osama bin Laden, or one of the first questions would be about terrorism, and, you know, why the Muslims treat their wives badly. And it's all, you know, what the news tells us, but it's not true. Islam, you know, actually it emphasizes for the husbands to treat their wives really well. And but my friends, they had some questions, but, you know, once they got to hang around with me again, spend, you know, a few days with me, they saw that Islam only brought me benefit, and that I became a better person, and I still do what I used to do with them. We go out, we play soccer, we go surfing together, we go skateboarding, we do everything. But alhamdulillah, thanks to Allah, I stopped to do my prayers. You know, I thank God for the things that happens to me. You know, I have more patience, I treat them better, and they really appreciate it. And you know, some of them are even thinking about to become Muslim as well. Alhamdulillah. You know, Islam, you know, once I became a Muslim, Islam, you know, completely changed my life. Not completely, but, you know, I still do these normal things that I used to do in the past, everything, you know, that a normal person does. But, you know, it really, you know, I started to appreciate things more. And, you know, once I became Muslim, I realized the purpose of life, why, you know, I'm here, and what's the purpose of creation. Because Islam, you know, glory be to God, subhanAllah, it teaches from A to Z, every single aspect in life, it teaches us and explains why. And, you know, it tells us the meaning of our life and where we go after here, and what we have to do to attain paradise and to be successful in this life, and also in the hereafter, the life that is to come. So Islam taught me to improve my life, you know, all around, you know, at school. You know, the way I deal with people, the way, you know, like the way I do things, I, you know, try to do it to please God. So, you know, Islam, you know, changed my life in a way that, you know, we're here in Islam, we believe that we are here for a temporary time. We're not here forever in this life. Therefore, we know we appreciate what we have been given, you know, our present time. Because, you know, everything comes from Allah. If we get good, if we know, it's because God wants, in Islam we believe that everything has been preordinated, in that, you know, so I appreciated to be content. I learned to be content with my present life, and I mean, the things I have, and if, and yeah, and you know, that I'm here for temporary time, and that, you know, I'd be more thankful for the things I have, and try to improve myself so that I can, you know, God can, everything is controlled by God. If God is pleased with us, He will give us good life in this life, because everything is under His control, and in the, also in the hereafter, He will give us, because everything belongs to Him. And, you know, it has, it, Islam, it, you know, it's a great gift. It got to offer to, for many people, and everything they need in their life. You know, I see these days a lot of people, they've got, you know, personal issues, and they get depression, and they have, you know, they commit suicide. But that's because they have got no faith. Unfortunately, they don't believe in the hereafter. They think that this life is the only life they have, and that, you know, if some things are not going well, they get frustrated, they don't know what to do, they lose their, you know, state of mind, and they do stupid things. But in Islam, as Islam teaches us, that we are being tested here, and that we don't belong here, we belong to the hereafter, which is the place where we're going to live forever. So when something bad happens to anyone, to us Muslim, we thank God. We, you know, we ask God to, you know, give us patience, you know, and to improve our situation, because everything is under the control of God. So for everyone, Islam is the way of life for everyone. You know, I don't know how to, but, you know, it's got to offer, you know, a better, you know, for me, I became a better person with my parents, to my friends. So it improves every aspect in our life. So when we become a Muslim, when we start to follow the teachings, the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, it will improve every single aspect in our life. And, you know, and Allah will be pleased with us, God will be pleased with us, and He will give us, for a person that doesn't, you know, doesn't have a job, Allah will make it easy if Allah is content with that person. And Allah will give a good family to that person, if, you know, if the person, you know, if Allah is pleased with that person. You know, once I got to know the Islam, I told to myself, I thought, how can, you know, a person that gets to know about Islam not be Muslim? Because Islam is a religion that for me makes completely sense, not only for me, but everyone that has an open mind and, you know, knows what's right and wrong, you know, we will agree that Islam is the way. Because Islam itself, when we, first of all, when we hear the name Islam or Muslims, we get scared. But if we look at the meaning, you know, we will get surprised. Because Islam itself, the word, it means peace and submission. And a Muslim is a person that submits to the Creator. In submission to God. So a Muslim is an adapter of Islam that submits himself to the will of God. Whatever God has revealed to us and commanded us to do, we will do and obey Him. And He only wants goodness to us. So, and Islam is to worship the Creator and not worship the creation. You know, believe in all the prophets, all the true prophets of God, Jesus, Muhammad, Moses, you know, Abraham, Joseph, all prophets that God sent to the human, to the mankind to guide us. We believe in all of them, but we don't worship them, because they were creation, a creation of God. But we only worship to the Creator, that's Allah. That created us, that gave us life, sustains us, that will cause us to die, the one that will resurrect us in the day of judgment, gives us everything. So why would I worship the creation instead of the Creator? You know, that Islam, I hope, inshallah, you know, we all become Muslim, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.